Hey, everybody, it's Steve Webb with the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 9. I can't believe it's been a whole week since the last weekend music show, but it has, and it's a Friday night. Right now, as I'm recording, it's 10:30. I just got back from having a really nice dinner with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Steve and Lori O'Brien. And I really want to thank Steve. Steve is the one that gave me the correct pronunciation for Jehovah Rapheka that I did on the In Touch with God program this last week. And so, Steve, hats off to you. Thank you, my brother. You know, Steve and Lori just had a really bad thing happen to them a couple of weeks ago. Their house was burglarized. Yeah, they live in a pretty nice neighborhood here in Riverside. But this is, if people are going to burglarize houses, where are they going to go? They're going to go where there's some good stuff. And so they got hit pretty hard. A couple of computers and some things like that were taken. Well, to total everything up, I don't want to give you the figure, but it was a pretty good size number. It was more than what you can comfortably absorb. And you say, well, Steve, didn't they have house insurance, homeowners insurance? They did. But listen up. This is a heads up for you. If you've got more than about a $2 computer, and if you have any, you know, jewelry in the house, things like that, check your homeowner's policy. If you are a homeowner, or even if you're a renter, you can get renter's insurance too. You need to be sure that there is a rider on your policy that covers things like that. Steve and Lori got stuff taken that was not covered. I think their homeowner's policy allowed $1,000 for a computer. And, you know, one laptop is going to be more than that in almost every case. Well, they had a Sony Vaio laptop, one of the real nice Vaios, and they had a Vaio desktop, real nice one with a nice display, and, you know, some iPods. And so just that right there, you know, was way more than what the policy will cover. So, and he had some, you know, watches. His brother gave him some pretty nice watches, and those weren't covered under the jewelry thing. So just word to the wise, if you have anything in your home that has much value, chances are it's not going to be covered unless you have a specific rider on that. So be sure you're taken care of. All right, well, how about we get to the music? Right now, we're going to play a song that was picked out by Steven a couple of weeks ago. But we're going to start off with it because I happen to like it myself. This is MXPX and Lonesome Town. The yellow said that Lonesome Town was where I'd spend my days. Because I just couldn't settle down. My life was such a craze. They always said that Lonesome Town would finally get to me. But Lonesome Town. Clapp with Let It Rain. Laura Clapp kind of reminds me a little bit of Bonnie Raitt.
Come together is what they say. Fall down on your knees and pray. But what will they do when the rains came?
That's pretty good stuff, huh? Her bio says, a little bit of sass, a little bit of blues, and a ton of chick rock put Laura Clapp in a category all her own. She was raised on Ella, Sinatra, The Beatles, Mozart, and Pat Benatar, to name a few. She learned how to mix a martini, it says, before she could ride a bike, and she'll beat you at darts blindfolded. She's really good. She's really, really popular right now in the potosphere, as they call it, and you can see why. She's got a great voice, and she's good. Doesn't she remind you a little bit of Bonnie Raitt, if you're a Bonnie Raitt fan, which I am? So I hope you like that. Next up, you know, when I put this show together, this was when it was raining here in Southern California, and so I was kind of in a rainy, kind of mellow mood as I was putting the playlist together, so that's why I kind of like that Laura Clapp song called Let It Rain. And the next one I've got coming up for you here is a guy by the name of Stephen Stewart. The name of this one is Leave Me in the Rain. So we've got a little bit of a theme going there. Stephen Stewart is a songwriter based in Helsinki, Finland. His song, Why, represented Finland in the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest. I'll tell you more about it on the other side. This is Stephen Stewart with Leave Me in the Rain from Finland.
I lift my eyes in expectation. My heart sings when I see the clouds. The sun just disappears before me. Feels like heaven. rest. For sometimes in his wisdom, he lets the rain pour down. I am scared that I will drown here in this flood of my emotions. When he knows I need the sun, why does he leave me in the rain? Soaking to the bone. I thought he promised me his shelter. Why does it feel like I'm alone? Shadows fall, I pray for light. I hear a voice, but it's not mine.
Pretty good stuff, isn't it? Leave Me in the Rain, Stephen Stewart. Anyway, 2006 finds Stephen moving from songwriter for other artists to performer with his debut CD, Balance. Check out Leave Me in the Rain and Nails and Thorns at music.podshow.com. And of course, I'll have links to all the music on the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. All right, let's see. Let's go over and listen to Carmen Tyler. Carmen has sent me a CD, which, oh, it breaks my heart. I can't play. But a lot of cover songs for some really popular songs that you've heard before. I'm not even going to get into it because I can't play it anyway. But this one here, it's called Drifting. Carmen Tyler. Great voice. This, of course, is pod safe. Good music, Drifting. You know, I got to thinking, I need to tell you what's on that album, because it's a good album, and it is for sale. And so let me just run down some of the titles that are on that. Summertime, Guilty, When You Wish Upon a Star, Dancing in the Dark, Night and Day, Big Time, The Stars Will Remember, Too Late Now, Make Believe from Showboat, I Fall in Love Too Easily, and I'm in the Mood for Love, and Wait and See. I listened to it, and it really, really, really is a great album. Of course, like I said, the link will be at the show notes page. So there you go. I didn't want to short Carmen at all. I should have mentioned that. So there you go. Made up for it, I hope. Okay. It's funny. I've got all these rain songs, and today it was a beautiful, sunny, beautiful day here in Southern California. Probably got up to 80 or so degrees. Beautiful blue sky, just a little bit of smog, and it was a fun day at work as well. Good day. The lovely lady Leanne and I went out and worked together, and had a good day. This next one is kind of an encore. I played this group earlier, I think it was last Friday, maybe Monday. The name of the group is 10th Hour Calling, and they just put their stuff up over at the PodSafe Music Network, and I kind of wanted to give you another taste of what they're doing. This one's called Color Me.
So color me when I'm standing on my knees with pallets of your glory, the shades of your own mercy. I know I need something different from the way I was before. So grab the brush and let your glory flow. Color me outside, outside the lines, and only in your eyes I am defined. Take me beyond all the things that I know. So color me outside, outside the lines. Whoa. Reflections of your sign. I know I need something different from the way I was before. So grab the brush and let your glory flow. Color me outside, outside the lines, and only in your eyes I am defined. And take me beyond all the things that I know. So color me outside, outside.
Right, 10th Hour Calling, Color Me. That was really, really good. I like that. Okay, here we go with some happy groove funk texture music. Let's see, next up we got coming, I want to say hi to Tom in Michigan. Tom just wrote me today. He's a new listener. And Tom, I just want to give you a shout out. I really appreciate that email you sent to me, man. Good stuff. I appreciate it very much. Speaking of email, and please don't forget that there's a brand new forum board, or just a forum or bulletin board, whatever you want to call it, for the LifeSpring listener family. Just go to LifeSpringPodcast.com, and you'll see on the right-hand column, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the button that goes to the brand new forum. So I want to encourage you to do that. There's been a couple of messages that have gone up there, but, nowhere near enough yet. And so I just want to say, do it. It's a kind of a fun thing. If you've never been involved in kind of dialoguing on forums, somebody will start a thread, start a subject, and then people kind of chime in, and then they kind of go back and forth and back and forth. And I've got some topics that are suggested topics, like what's your favorite music for the music show, or what's your favorite episode of the LifeSpring podcast, or on the names of God for In Touch with God's Character. What's one of your favorite names of God? Things like that. Just kind of get in there and start some dialogues. It's a lot of fun to do that. See what other listeners are thinking. Speaking of that, I think now is the time to say something about GoDaddy. If you have any interest at all in putting up a website, GoDaddy is the place to go. They've got hosting plans that are just amazingly powerful in terms of the bandwidth that they give you. They start at just $3.95 a month, so you can have your own website for $3.95 a month. It works. The uptime is excellent. So, good value. Again, there are people that have really kind of jumped in there to support podcasting. I think that it would be a good thing to kind of go back and support them as well. As far as discount codes, remember when you place an order with them, on the very last screen, just before you click the button to place the order, there's a little box that you can put a code in there and ask for a code. Well, hey, if you would be so good as to put one of these codes in, you'll get a discount. Just as an example, if you put in LS1, as in LifeSpring, LS1, they'll give you an additional 10% off any order that you place over there. I've got the whole list of the different, there are three different codes. I don't want to go into the whole thing now, but check out the codes at the show notes page, LifeSpringPodcast.com, and you can find all those right there. Now, I think it's time to kind of get into some kind of fun music here. This next group is from Hawaii. The name of the group is Kanalo.
La, 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 la.
And this is called Back to Yesterday.
Could read my
Isn't that cool? Man, I heard that and I really like the sound of that. And of course, I'm really partial to Hawaiian music anyway. Now, that is far from a traditional Hawaiian music, but I like it all. You know that if you've listened to this show for very long. The last guy I'm going to play for you, let me just tell you a little bit of his background first. And then when you hear the music, you are going to be just really surprised at what it sounds like. This guy is the son of an Amish mother and a Mennonite father. His name is Jeremy Yoder. He grew up in a religious household in rural North Indiana. He attended a Mennonite church his whole life, but he never felt close to God. He'll be the first one to say he never tried too hard to know God either. When he left college to look for that elusive relationship with a God, he didn't expect to end up in the Bible watching the one true God change his life dramatically. This is Jeremy Yoder. Good stuff, good stuff. You don't expect that from the product of an Amish mom and a Mennonite dad, do you? Jeremy is just about to come out with a brand new album, and I can't wait. When he comes out with a new album, maybe we'll get him on the show and talk to him a little bit. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. This is Steve Webb with the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and and thanks for being with me. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.